Hello, everybody. It's been a long time since I've actually shown my podcast some type of love and attention and affection. But the good news is that I'm here and I will not stray away. And I do apologize to all my listeners that do stop by or that be tuned in and enjoy the vibe. I do apologize. Sincerely, I apologize. But as you all know and understand, life can get a little hectic sometimes. Or, you know, when you have so much different things that you're trying to do, it's hard sometimes to pay attention to just one thing or, you know, to try to support yourself in one particular thing. So I do apologize for that. But I did want to, I had a hot topic tonight that I just wanted to talk about. Something that I had been pondering about for a while. And I just had a question and I wanted some feedback. Whether it's negative, positive, you know, I'm open-minded for a discussion or a debate. Just keep it healthy and respectful. You know, my topic is mean well. It's mean well. And my question is, why do some of us choose wrong when we know it's wrong? Why do we choose wrong when we know that it's wrong? You know, anything that's not good for us, why do we find so much pleasure in it? You know, whether it's people, whether it's a place, a thing. Why? That's just something that I've been pondering about. You know, I may not be talking about myself. I can be talking about someone else. But sometimes it can just be situations or people that we know or ourselves. And we may be indulging in things and we just know it's just dead wrong. It's just not healthy. It's just not good. And it is really not even beneficial to our lives whatsoever. If anything, it's self-destruct. You know, it gives us no gain. It gives us no collateral. When it comes to the things that we might need one day, you know, we might need some for a rainy day. You know what I'm saying? And you know how the saying go, we reap what we sow. And when we indulge in the things that's call for self-destruct, you know, we can't reap the good. You know, so why do we always want what's not good for us? You know, and I know that our minds might tell us, you know, in that moment that it's pleasure or it's satisfying in that moment. You know, you might get that temporary fulfillment, you know, but deep down inside, once that fulfillment is fulfilled, temporary, we back to square one, and then we want to indulge some more. You know, why? Why is it that way? You know, do y'all minds ever tell y'all to wanna do better? And if it does, why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you just stop? Why don't you just let everything go that's not good for you? Everything. If it's not good, it's just not good. You know, if you got a bad apple in the refrigerator, you're not going to eat it. So, if, you know, if something kills you, why are you going to keep doing it every day? If somebody toxic, why are you going to keep dealing with them every day? You know what I'm saying? If a friend not really a friend, why are you going to keep them around you every day? If someone truly don't love you, why are you going to have them in your life every day? If you know somebody is abusing you mentally, why are you holding on to them every day? If you know the activities that you indulge in can affect you in some type of way, why are you indulging in it? Like, it's just so many different things that I just be trying to figure out, or I just be asking myself, like, why? You know, everything that's good for us, the chances are unlikely for us to turn to those things? You know, why? Talk to me. You know, somebody answer that. Somebody tell me why, you know. And then I heard excuses. People say, you know, because that's just what it is, or because I'm a loyal person, or I've been doing it for so long, or that's just the code, or it just be so many different reasons that I hear certain people say, or, you know, some people say it take the pain away, and it's good things that edify us as well. Why don't we be so quick to turn to the good things, or give the good things a chance to fix our problems? Why we be so quick to turn to the things that's gonna hurt us even more? Cause life already be beating us down enough. Life is crazy. Like, life is terrible. Life is hard. And then we just turn to the things that life be quick to hand us even more. You know, I just don't be understanding sometimes. Do we really mean well? Do people really mean well like they say they do? Or is everybody just trying to get by? You know, y'all give me some feedback. I told you I won't gonna be before you all long. I just be trying to figure things out sometimes. I be wanting to know, you know, how other people think and the responses of others. Just give me some feedback. Tell me why it be so hard for people to do right. Y'all do know we don't have long. I think I kind of made up in my mind that I want to mean well. I don't want no more self-destruct. I really don't. I don't want no more. I've had my share. Don't get me wrong. ain't always been that way, but understand that it just get worse and worse and worse and worse when you continue to indulge in the things that's not right. Be different and do different. Anybody that's listening to this video, I want somebody to just try to just give yourself a chance to indulge in good things. Everything that you are indulging in that's wrong, let it go and indulge in everything that's right. Do the opposite. And tell me how the outcome has been. I definitely would like to hear the feedback. I hope you all have a good night. And yeah, stay tuned because I do have some more hot topics coming. I've been working on some things. This was just something that I have been pondering about lately, along with some other stuff. But like I said, I've been working on some things, so I got some good things coming for y'all real soon, like this week. I hope you all have a blessed night, well, a blessed morning. Stay tuned.